With Yellowstone Public Radio News in Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie. After Sunday night's mass shooting in Las Vegas, gun control has become a hot topic, again, among U.S. lawmakers. But this time, some top Republicans and the National Rifle Association are hinting they may support additional regulations on bump stock modifications for assault rifles. These bump stocks turn a semi-automatic weapon into a machine gun. And it's what shooter Stephen Paddock used to kill 59 people and wound nearly 500 in Las Vegas. Montana Republican Senator Steve Daines says he supports reviewing policy on bump stocks.
I think we need to look at these bump stocks and look at if we're looking at policies, will they make our communities safer or not?
He also says the country needs to focus on what it can do to prevent people from committing acts like this in the first place.
There's mental health issues and so forth in the nation that we've got to continue to have a debate about.
Democratic Senator John Tester also supports hearings on bump stocks, saying in a statement, quote, "In the limited time that I've had to review them, bump stocks don't appear to have a use other than to make it easier to kill people. But I want to get more information," end quote. And as for background checks for people who purchase guns?
I'm not sure that background checks would have stopped this guy from doing it, but that doesn't mean we shouldn't try to keep guns out of the hands of criminals and court-adjudicated mentally ill folks and terrorists. I think it's really important we do that.
In 2016, both Daines and Tester voted no on a Democratic bill that would have toughened background checks for gun purchases. In a statement released back then, Tester said that bill could jeopardize Second Amendment rights. Both senators advocate keeping guns out of the hands of terrorists, but Dane says, as far as they know right now, Paddock wasn't a terrorist.
We don't see a political motive at this point. So in that sense, I see this as a deranged individual who was inflicting carnage for reasons that I don't think anybody knows right now.
In an emailed statement, Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte said Paddock was deranged and, quote, "stricter laws against guns would not have prevented this," end quote. There have been almost 300 mass shootings. Those are shootings where four or more people are killed in the United States since the beginning of 2017. A recent Gallup poll says most Americans support stronger gun laws. In Bozeman, I'm Nate Hedgie, YPR News.